Let's return now to the top story today, that vehicle attack in New York City. Of the 8 people killed, 5 of them were from Argentina, part of a group of 9 friends who were on vacation in the city to celebrate the 30th anniversary of their graduation from a college in the city of Rosario, Argentina. Caroline Stauffer is the Latin America bureau chief for Reuters. She's based in Buenos Aires. What do we know about the victims, Caroline? Where are they from and what did they do?
So this was a group of guys, a group of friends who went to a high school together, a technical high school in the city of Rosario, which is in northern Argentina. And they were celebrating their 30th anniversary of graduating from this school. And this is very common in Argentina, had maintained a very close friendship. We know that they were well-respected members of the community. Some were architects. One ran a steel distribution company. The president, of course, said this morning that they were model citizens. So it's an incredibly sad day for the whole country.
And there were other members of this group nearby when this attack took place, right?
5 were killed and 1 is in the hospital still. The Argentine consulate in New York said this group had decided to rent bicycles. So they were all on a bike trip together. And a couple members of the group were not harmed in the incident, but the majority of them were, sadly.
Yeah, just wrong place, wrong time. What can you tell us about Rosario, this city in northern Argentina where these men came from?
So this is a city of a little over 1 million people in the north. It's probably best known for soccer star Lionel Messi is from Rosario. It's a very well-known agricultural city. That's the most important industry. It was also the birthplace of Che Guevara, the Cuban revolutionary. The mayor has declared 3 days of mourning. The director of the school, where one of the victims actually had a child going to school, they've also declared a week of mourning and started the school day today with a minute of silence.
How are the people in Argentina reacting to this? What is the mood like?
People are very sad in Argentina. Of course, if you ask people on the street, they'll say they would have been sad for any nationality, but it does hit closer to home, of course, having people from their country. And Argentina has been spared in recent years this kind of violence that we have seen in Europe and most recently in the U.S. But it's a country that does know attacks. There have been, in the past decades, an attack on the Israeli embassy here. An attack also on a Jewish community center. So they still have those memories here.
I mean, as you say, it's been a couple of decades since Argentina saw this kind of violence on its soil. But now in New York City, 5 Argentine victims all at once. How has that actually brought home these kinds of attacks? Do people in Argentina feel they're no longer immune in this borderless world?
I've heard that no one is immune. Doesn't matter your nationality or your beliefs. I haven't heard Argentines saying they'll stop traveling. I think they're kind of people that like to seize life. And are they going to kind of recoil and not travel? That doesn't really strike me as a national sort of way of being. But it is shocking because, again, they haven't seen this sort of thing. And just to have such a large percentage of this tragedy be from really the other side of the world, it's very far away. It really is quite affecting.
I imagine Argentines will be processing this for quite a few days, if not weeks.
Definitely. And there's still things that people don't know. The general consulate in New York gave a press conference, and there's questions about the repatriation of the victims. Some of the family members we think will be traveling to New York to accompany the bodies home. And we know that, of course, Argentina will be following this investigation into the incident very closely to see what, if any, sort of answers they can get. And certainly the mourning will continue.
It is so sad. We really thank you for the view from Argentina. Caroline Stauffer there, bureau chief for Reuters, based in Buenos Aires. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.